News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has published the UK's proposals to change its legal immigration system. Have a listen to some of the British Prime Minister's speech.
And we will take back control of our borders. I'm doing this because it is right, because it is fair, and because it is what I believe in. Let me put it this way. Nations depend on rules, fair rules. Sometimes they're written down, often they're not. But either way, they give shape to our values, guide us towards our rights, of course, but also our responsibilities.
OK, we're joined now by Adam Bolton, political commentator, of course, former Sky News political editor. Adam, your reaction to the Prime Minister's speech, were you surprised by how far he went?
I was quite surprised that he used that frame of talking about diversity and criticising diversity. The most potentially inflammatory language is when he talked about the danger of, rather than being a diverse society moving forward, that we become, quotes, an island of strangers. And that has sparked predictable denunciation from some Labour MPs on the left and other groups saying that he's echoing the language of Enoch Powell. I don't think he is echoing the language of Enoch Powell, but he is addressing something that there are significant ethnic groups or immigrant groups in our society who do appear not particularly to share the same values. For example, there were four or five Islamist MPs elected at the last election as independents, largely in Labour areas, but obviously largely in areas where there were a significant number of immigrants from Southeast Asia. So clearly he's concerned about that. But obviously the biggest concern of why he's come up with these proposals is that in recent years, immigration has absolutely boomed. Under Boris Johnson, it hit nearly a million after Brexit because there was a hunger to get in low-skilled workers in particular. And there is a widespread public demand recognised by the last government under Rishi Sunak and by the new Labour government, that figure is one that the population, the general population, is very disturbed about. And of course, it is along with the smaller issue in numerical terms of illegal crossings of the Channel. People in small boats. It's something that clearly has fuelled the rise of Reform UK as a political force.
Well, I was going to ask you, Adam, you make the point that maybe comparisons with Enoch Powell are unfair, but it's probably not unfair to say this is a speech that could have been written by Nigel Farage, is it?
Well, no, it's not, because Nigel Farage and Reform UK are talking about closing the borders completely, and they're talking about net zero immigration, as they put it. What Keir Starmer has done is not put a target on immigration, but said he's going to introduce measures which are going to introduce immigration. And independent sources are saying that that will probably bring it down to 300,000 a year or below, which has been a pretty consistent level in recent years, with the exception of the spikes around Boris Johnson's premiership. And indeed, when in his press conference, Starmer went out of the way of saying that the UK still values immigration. What they're trying to do with this legislation is bring in what they call high-value immigrants, in other words, people with specific skills and generally with a university-level education or above as immigrants. But they are making it more difficult for people to get British citizenship. They're now going to have to wait 5 or 10 years rather than 5.
Could this have a potentially negative impact on the economy? Economists, and I know Keir Starmer would dispute this, but economists would argue that immigration is actually good for the British economy.
Well, I think the real focus, as you say, is going to be on low-skilled workers. And yes, there could be a shortage or increased shortage in trades like construction. And there's particular focus on the care sector, where a lot of people have come from abroad to work in the low paid care sector. And the government is going to have to deal with that. Their argument, although it's an argument that they make relatively softly, is that there are an awful lot of economically inactive people in Britain already, and that they should move into these low-paid jobs rather than, as it were, staying on benefits and more people coming in from abroad to fill those gaps. They're also making the point, they say, that there is a pool now in the care sector of people who came in to work in the care sector who are still here but aren't working in the care sector, and they also want to encourage the re-recruitment of those people.
All right, we will leave it there. Adam Bolton, political commentator, former Sky News political editor. Thank you indeed for that insight.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.